P99 0 millisecond autocomplete and the art of exploiting your problem's specific constraints. Ruichand Alange's post claiming P99 latency of 0 milliseconds for autocomplete across 240 million domain names is technically a rounding artifact, but only barely. The architecture uses a compressed tri-data structure loaded entirely into memory, with aggressive pre-computation of common prefix lookups, such that most queries are served from CPU cache rather than RAM. Delange's post is careful to note that this approach exploits specific constraints of the domain name autocomplete problem. The dataset is large but finite, reads vastly outnumber writes, and the corpus changes slowly. The engineering lesson is about recognizing and aggressively exploiting the particular structure of your problem, not about a general-purpose fast autocomplete solution. The HN comments pushed back on the P99 framing itself, raising the statistical argument that a P99 of 0 milliseconds could mask significantly worse P99.9 or P99.99 tail latencies. Delange responded with additional percentile data, a productive technical exchange that illustrates how the platform's comment culture can improve on the original post. Elsewhere in developer tooling, UV's new wheel cache deduplication pull request uses hard links to store shared binary wheels once across multiple Python projects rather than once per project, with some users reporting cache sizes dropping from tens of gigabytes to single digits. Hank Bond's experimental code highlighting proposal argued for coloring code based on semantic importance to the programmer rather than syntactic category, raising the sharp underlying question of whether conventional syntax highlighting serves programmer cognition or merely makes code look like code. And a simple Git configuration for sorting branches by last commit date was widely described as an obvious improvement that should be the default.